Here's an idea to encourage a bit of entrepreneurial spark among young New Zealanders. It comes from Otaki Marcus, where they're looking to encourage children to set up their own stores, second-hand toys, personalised T-shirts, bookmarks, and, well, whatever else they can come up with. Market organiser Claire Roper is with us this morning at News Talk Zebby. Hi, Claire.
Hi there, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. You tried this out, I think, at the beginning of the month. How did it go?
It was fantastic. The first one actually got rained off due to poor weather, but so we held it postponed to the next week, and we had 30 young people turn up, and it was fantastic. They sold all sorts of craft and secondhand toys, and it was home baking. It was fantastic.
Was that just a case of them thinking, oh, look, here's a way of putting a couple of dollars in the pocket, nice bit of extra money just after Christmas, or do you sense entrepreneurial spirit there?
I think it was a bit of both, actually. They were definitely looking for a little bit of pocket money, but I would say half the stalls were actually children who had made craft. So it was pretty exciting, and a couple of them already had their own little Facebook pages where they were selling their craft as well.
Oh, serious? What ages are we talking about here, Claire?
So our youngest was 6 years old, and she bought T-shirts and drew patterns on her T-shirts, and she did them in adult sizes as well. Right up to about 16, where we had a young singer who was a busker, and he came along and did an hour set. And then there were some other older children as well selling earrings that they'd made from polymer clay and everything. So it was very exciting.
Am I right in thinking you're limited to about 50-odd stalls there? How many are you willing to give up to the kids?
So we have a car park area where we have all of our usual stall holders, and then we have a grassed area which is covered in trees, and we can get about 35 stalls in that grassed area. So we gave up half of the grassed area to the children.
And going forward, what sort of intention do you have with this?
I think it's a really fun activity for the whole family to do. So we're looking at doing this every school holidays. All the children had a parent or guardian with them, so they all got to sit under the trees, listen to some music, sell their products, you know, speak to their customers. So every school holidays we think is a great opportunity.
Well, that's great stuff. And make a bit of pocket money on the side. That can't be a bad
yes.
thing. Maybe they won't have their hands out to mum and dad quite so much.
Claire, I hope so.
Thanks so much. Claire Roper, organiser at the one of the organisers at the Otaki Markets, opening up to younger stall holders now, some budding young entrepreneurs.